Well, it's part of the overall issue of respect for all human rights, but in particular, the issue of human trafficking and, in our case, migrant labor in our business system became quite evident to us in 2007. And at that time, the issue we uncovered was holding of passports, and it's grown from there in terms of its importance in terms of protecting human rights.
What does forced labor look like on a human level?
It can be as simple as holding a passport, or it could be putting yourself in a bonded labor situation because you had to pay your recruiting fees, or you weren't given transportation fees going home. So you could actually be hired thinking you're not in that situation, and you end up being in that situation.
And what provisions does your company have in place to stop this?
We have a human rights policy. We've had a human rights policy since 2007 that explicitly prohibits forced labor, including human trafficking.
And how can you be sure that these provisions are working, given that you have franchise operations in so many different parts of the world?
Well, you never can say with certainty that you have certainty, but we conduct 2,500 audits a year. We do a tremendous amount of supplier awareness building. We have guidance.
Now, you're the director of a global brand. How easy is it for you to find out what's actually happening on the ground?
In some respects, it's relatively easy. Apart from the mechanisms that we have in place, I have Google searches and I follow Twitter, and I'm able to identify lots of other issues that perhaps our technical or procurement people haven't identified. That said, I am sure that there's a lot that we're missing. On our website, we have a whole toolbox of tools that individuals can use to determine whether there's a potential that they have human trafficking in their workplace.
You must meet a lot of business people from the world's biggest and best-known companies. Is this an issue that your peers are discussing?
For all of the major brands, for all of the major multinationals, every one of those companies is focused on the issue of human trafficking. It looks different in their circumstances, but we're all focused on it. We are a founding company of some business coalition called the Business Coalition Against Human Trafficking, and this is an effort over a multi-industry basis to address this issue comprehensively.
Is it your opinion that forced labor is getting worse?
No, I don't think it's getting worse. I think we're more aware of it because the world is a much more transparent place.
And presumably that's good news.
That's good news, but rooting it out is a challenging proposition.
How hopeful are you that forced labor can be greatly reduced, if not eradicated, around the world?
Well, to do the work that I do, you have to be, the glass is half full. And so I do have optimism because I see steps that not only we're taking, but many, many others on this issue. Will it be resolved in my lifetime? Probably not. Will it be resolved in my children's lifetime? Yes, I think it'll be substantially less, but there will always be the issue simply because rule of law, systems of labor inspection simply are not the same around the world.